Now listen.
You are listening to the university's digital radio station. Here we are at the beginning of a new year. So today we're going to find out about some of the clubs and societies you will be able to join on campus this year. Club day is Saturday, and if you go to the central square of the university, you will find all of the clubs running booths where you can find out information and sign up if you're interested. Here to tell us more about what clubs to expect is Peter from the Students' Union. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
You're very welcome. So what clubs have we got to look forward to this year then?
Well, as we all know, we have a very vibrant student body here at this university. People from all over the world with a really wide range of interests are represented. In fact, if you're interested in something, no matter how wacky or unusual, then you can bet there will be a club for you. But let's start with the more well-known clubs. Sports societies are some of the oldest and best known on campus. The Sports Union is the biggest group on campus, and within it, all major and many minor sports are represented. Major sports such as rugby have a big following with 6 different teams for different levels of ability. The rugby team has an active weekend and midweek evening schedule of games, competing with the other universities in the region. The tennis club also has a very big following and produced the UK university champion last year, of whom we are all very proud. There are many clubs that fall into the world interest category. The geographical, anthropology and linguistic clubs are good examples. Connected to this are the national and regional societies, which are very popular with the international students as a way of meeting others from the same country or region of the world. One of the most active of these groups is the Latin American Society, which often has meetups and frequently screens movies from South America. The Indonesian Society is another active one on campus, which often gives out delicious free food close to the main lecture building and hosts dancing and arts classes to inform people about the rich culture of their country. There are many societies found on campus related to specific academic subjects. These are great forums to meet people with similar academic interests and to exchange ideas and make contacts. As everyone knows, history is one of the subjects this university is famous for, and so the Classics and Ancient History Group and the Archaeology Society are very well represented and active. The latter enables students to volunteer on archaeological digs in the local area during holiday time. Science groups such as the Neuroscience Society and the Physics Society regularly find guest speakers to provide free lectures on fascinating topics for members. As you can imagine, the arts societies are very popular among students of all ages and nationalities. The Music Society is the second biggest on campus after the Sports Union. There are many individual music societies ranging from popular music such as rock to more avant-garde styles such as jazz. Musicians should make sure to join the Students' Musician Society in order to gain use of practice rooms and instruments provided by the university and to meet like-minded individuals to make music with. Those interested in the visual arts will also not be disappointed, as there are many groups for them to join. Groups such as the Oil Painting Society and the Sculpting Society provide lessons and spaces for people to practice the respective artistic disciplines, and at the end of the year they hold an exhibition. In contrast to the light-hearted groups are the charity groups that aim to raise funds and awareness for certain charities and issues. Prominent examples of these groups are the Oxfam Society and Amnesty International Society. Whatever you are interested in, I can guarantee that there's a society for you. So make sure you come to the main square on campus this Saturday to see what's on offer.